This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Buildings were torched in Nigeria's biggest city, Lagos, on Wednesday, as authorities shut down the economic hub after the shooting of peaceful protesters by security forces caused international outrage. Amnesty International says at least 12 people were killed by the Nigerian army and police in two locations in Lagos on Tuesday in a deadly crackdown on demonstrations. Peaceful protesters had a curfew imposed to end the protests over police brutality and deep-rooted social grievances. Pope Francis has endorsed same-sex civil unions for the first time as Pope. Reuters' Joe Davies has more.
Pope Francis has said that homosexuals should be protected by civil union laws in some of the clearest language he's used on gay rights. His comments came in a new film released on Wednesday. He says, quote, homosexual people have a right to be in a family. He went on, they are children of God and have a right to a family. Nobody should be thrown out or be made miserable over it. What we have to create is a civil union law. That way they are legally covered. I stood up for that.
That is Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the biggest sticking point in coronavirus relief negotiations remains funding for state and local governments, but added that progress has been made toward a deal. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the White House majority U.S. House of Representatives are serious about finding a compromise on a second massive round of coronavirus aid. U.S. lawmakers have repeatedly failed to reach an agreement on a second round of economic aid for millions of Americans impacted by the pandemic. For the very latest news, whenever you want it, please go to voanews.com.